never that. All right, then I got this working.
Got him.
I wish I had a mask. All right, guys. Diapers and Dog Houses, episode 2, season 2. Shout out to Gov out here with his superstar son, superstar dad. What's going on, man? Why can't my son be a star, bro? Let's talk about that right quick.
Oh, God.
No. So, we played soccer this year. First time.
Yeah.
I never really watched soccer. I went to a company outing at the United game before.
Sure.
Enjoyed it. Oh, I watched it in college. That's all we really had in Pensacola Christian College was soccer. Because we had a bunch of foreign students. One dude was from Nigeria.
Yeah.
Looked like Wesley Snipes. Like, well, I thought it was Wesley Snipes when I first seen him. He had to be like 6'5". That dude, he was a killer.
Sure.
He was a killer on the soccer field, man. I never really appreciated it until I got there. There's one short dude from Honduras. He used to kill everybody. But one year, my team, my collegian, we didn't have fraternities. We had collegians. The Cougars. We were the Cougars. Ain't that crazy? We were the Cougars. They had to have changed their name by now. Because, anyways, we won one year, and it's called the Turkey Bowl. It's on Thanksgiving Day.
Did you play?
No, heck no.
I was just asking.
I can't run a 40-yard dash.
I played like 8 seasons of indoor at Risa.
Oh.
I play goalie. I ain't going anywhere.
No, me and my boy Milton, we were like the crowd control. It was a big deal. That soccer was a big deal, bro. We used to like scare a bunch of homeschool kids. Milton's like my size, but he's all muscle.
That's not hard.
So, yeah, they were terrified of us. We were like, what? All up in their face. But one year we won it, man, and that was crazy. It was a fun. That's probably one of the funnest times I had at that school, was winning the Turkey Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, wait till my book comes out. It took a village. Anyway, so wife signed us up for soccer. I didn't sign us up for soccer. Get there. It's all black people. It's all black folks. I'm saying that to say the participation was not great. I had to coach the team.
Why did we do a reality show?
Don't know nothing about soccer, bro.
Why did we get a camera crew to follow
the that? I think it was like, okay, so an Asian guy, I take it back, it wasn't all black folks. There was an Asian guy out there. And he signed up to be the coach. His name was on, like, when it says contact the coach, his name came up. So, anyways, we get to the first game, and the ref is like, who's the coach? Chinese guy, like Homer going through the bushes. Like, So, we're about to forfeit the game. I'm like, no, we're not forfeiting the game. I'll coach. So, the referee who's, like, a part of the I-9, which is, like, the recreational whatever, he helped me with the first game. The second game, I get there, like, I'm expecting the guy to help me again, but he wasn't there the second game. So, it was a cluster.
So, you're essentially your Ted Lasso.
Worse than Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso. Yeah, it was comical. So, I think it lasted like 8 games, bro. We didn't win any games. We tied 2. But the very last game, a lot of the parents stopped showing up because, like, there's no coach, really. Like, they got a fat dude running around. I was, like, I was yelling at the kids now. Like, like, I want to win. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to just, like, sit out here and just lose. But most of the teams were, like, 13 players. We had, like, 8 at the most. Mm-hmm. We had one girl that couldn't show skin, so she wore a long skirt and, like, had a do-rag on. Like, so she couldn't really kick the ball far because she couldn't get her leg because the dang skirt was so dang long.
Right.
Respect to her, though, her religious beliefs, whatever.
Sure.
The Chinese kids, super terrible, bro. I'm about to get racial. We had a Mexican kid, bro. I'm like, yo, he's going to be my star. This freaker would leave in the middle of the... Him and his parents would leave in the middle of the game. Like, what is going on, man? That was like, though, I was so mad, bro. So, Drew's an athlete, bro. I don't know. I guess I would have been an athlete if I was in shape my life, but Drew is an athlete, bro. He was bending balls like Beckham, like midfield, nailing them and like scoring. I'm like, what the heck? So, long story short, I had to put him in the goalie because we had nobody to stop the goal. We were getting scored like 10 points on us. It'd be like 10-2 because Drew would like get some miraculous goal after they started quadruple teaming him. Like, we did have this one short kid who was a killer, though. Like, he had like the Sebastian or some name like that. Anyways, the last game, it was like six of us. And the other team had like 14 people. And like the recreation person was like, hey, y'all got to give some players to this other team so it'll be even. Because they wanted to play 9-on-9.
Okay. Yeah,
which is
yeah.
like normal. All
right.
But like none of the players wanted to come to our team because like they got their team. They had their whole team all season.
They probably already do too.
I understood. So he wanted to like put all the players together and then we just pick teams. But my team didn't want to do that either. There's only six of us. But like they're like the Bad News Bears. Like, yo, we're sticking together. So anyways, ended up being 6-on-6. He had six. He was rotating them in and out. And so they were always fresh. And my guys were like just getting it on. Dude, we tied that game, bro. Like, I was more proud.
Yeah.
I was so proud of them boys. I've almost cried, bro. Like, I'm like, I had to freaking Denzel Washington remember the Titans speech at the end, bro. I was like, listen, don't let nobody tell y'all nothing y'all can't do, bro. And they were like staring at me like I was like, oh, it was amazing. I wish I had a video for that, bro. I was so freaking proud of them kids, man. So I say that to say, don't join an all-black soccer league, bro, because these parents are not volunteering for nothing, bro. I can't have my son going out looking crazy. All right, sorry. That's episode 2. Gov is with his son. He's at an AAU tournament. Out here balling. Congrats to him. Hopefully they win it all. Anything going on this week? Get ready for school?
School, man. Friday, we were back.
Y'all started back Friday?
Sat through a bunch of meetings.
Yeah.
Ethics.
Yeah, talk. Can you talk about the behind the scenes? Like, are y'all, like, discussing, like, new, like, curriculum? Y'all like Florida? Y'all get rid of the slavery talk?
Well, you know, it's funny. Funny you bring it up. The first day is mostly just, like, ethics, like all the things that you hear and you go, surely a teacher wouldn't do that, but but the whole reason we're having this meeting is absolutely a teacher has done that. Like, you just hear, like, it's funny, I was listening and I was like, surely no one is gonna drink on a job trip, and then all of a sudden my mind, I'm like, I know at least six instances of, so it's a lot of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always highlight, you know, the things that tend to be the hot stuff.
Yeah.
So it's mostly that. This week, you know, they, Newton's good. Hey, I'll give them credit. They shout out Dr. Buff. Shout out to Dr. Roundtree, new superintendent. They give us a pretty long period. We have a whole week with mostly just time to do our curriculum.
Yeah,
so,
that's good.
Thankfully, Georgia's curriculum has not faced the Ron DeSantis stuff. So, we do have an African-American studies class. Which I'm very happy. I've wanted it for a long time.
Yeah.
The kids asked me one time, "Is there anything you want to teach that class?" I was like, "No, I'm not." And I was like, "I would love for that class to be there." I was like, "I just don't know if it should be to do it."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful. We got a teacher out there to do it now. She's gonna be teaching U.S. history with us too.
Cool.
The thing about Georgia is, look, I ain't gonna get all super political. Kemp likes education.
Like, yeah.
I think his wife was a teacher.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't perfect, but, you know, even when they passed that law that was, like, not talking about critical race theory, it was just a resolution. Resolutions are non-binding.
Mm-hmm.
So, it wasn't like they passed a law that said you can't.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I mean, we didn't do anything to the African-American studies curriculum, so it's just, but our curriculum's gonna be different than theirs. Their curriculum's, that's terrible. I was looking at it today. It's as bad as some people think.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
Yeah, we're getting ready.
That's good. We need to start a fundraiser for, like, dude, I do not understand, and let me know if I'm wrong, but I know y'all can write off on taxes because I've done some taxes, but y'all got to buy y'all's own, like, supplies?
You know, it's funny. Lisa and I have this conversation every year, and before I even say anything, shout out to my elementary school teachers. I love y'all.
Yeah.
But these lists are crazy. These lists, like, If I had the audacity, and I say that, I don't mean like you have the audacity, but like if I thought to send that out to my students, all that stuff come in. Now, they're with the same kids all day, so I get a little bit of that, but
yeah.
I don't ask for anything. I don't. Yeah. I mean, you got to show up. You show up with a pencil and a pen and a spiral notebook. And honestly, I have plenty of those in my room that I buy because those are cheap. Yeah, so as long as you have that, you can come in there and take notes.
It's like laptop these days. Like everybody gets like a school-issued laptop.
Yeah, everybody gets a laptop. Yeah. So I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, my Drew's fifth grade thing. Yeah, it was kind of crazy, bro. Like we're spending like a couple $100.
Yeah,
like,
I mean that's a couple hundred. Yeah, with Gus and Ella, it's gonna be.
Yeah.
And I told Lisa, I was like, we're probably not gonna buy all this.
Yeah.
The thing is, those teachers ask for extra because there are some parents who don't bring anything in.
Yeah.
You gotta ask for.
I get that.
You gotta ask for more instead of less. Mm-hmm. Now we get some stuff from the county. The county goes in. We have a department.
Yeah.
So we get the stuff. I don't ever really, other than paper.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Newton, get your copying system going on, because that's hard. But they want us to do everything online. I'm still a hard copy guy.
Oh, man. All right, guys. So we're going back into the email to find the questions that you guys sent since we logged off December 2020. Again, the website is back up and running. Check it out, www.diapersanddoghouses.com, both plural. Scroll down to the bottom. I'm going to do a video and post it online so you guys know how to do it. But scroll down to the bottom. Don't use your real name. Use a fake name. Use our email address. You got to enter an email address for some reason. Use our email address. It'll come to us. We'll answer it on the show. We're not Dr. Phil or, Dr. Oz, but... I feel like we got some good advice for you people, so check us out.
I'm not sure Dr. Oz always,
He flipped, didn't he?
He's a little crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he flipped, but I mean, his political beliefs are beliefs, but he's talking a little cuckoo.
Yeah, pushing some weird stuff.
I don't know. Shout out, Dr. Oz. I take his check, though. That's Oprah. That's Oprah money.
That is Oprah money.
All right, y'all. First question is from Greg. Fake name Greg. I hope that's your fake name. Alright, I am engaged and my future wife is refusing to take my last name. Here we go. Listen, guys. This is supposed to be a comedic podcast, too. Like, I don't mind touching on the dramatic stuff, but last season was crazy. Like, I need some funny questions. Like, I don't mind these, but, like, you gotta mix it up. Like, it's crazy. Last year was crazy.
I don't think this one's crazy.
This ain't that crazy, but I can see it getting crazy.
Sure,
is the first question. Like,
yeah.
Ask us, like, somebody asked us last year, what's our favorite movie? Like, give me more of those, bro. Like, we can laugh a little bit, bro. All right, I didn't even finish the question. Hold on.
Yeah, let's finish the question.
I am engaged, and my future wife is refusing to take my last name. Should I sweat it or just let it go? This is from Greg. I can't do city because probably from Collins and Covington. All right, Greg.
Greg from Mansfield.
What you think, man?
You know,
I know what I think.
I'll let you. If I'm gonna hear you first, then because you seem very strong.
Yo, if your wife don't take your last name, bro, don't marry her, bro. I wouldn't marry her, bro.
That's a hot take.
I would not marry her, bro.
Coming in with a hot take.
I would not. Me, personally, I would not marry a woman that would not take my last name, bro. Like, I could see if you're, like, Oprah, or, like, you got a name out here in these streets, like Jovita Moore, rest in peace. If you just take my last name, bro, don't marry me, bro. If you can't take my last name, bro, don't marry me, bro. That's all I gotta say, dog. I'm sorry. Greg, don't do it, bro. Because first it's gonna be the last name, then it's gonna be the... It's just going to be a rug the rest of your marriage, bro. You're going to be a freaking rug. She's going to tell you what to do, what to wear. You can't eat this. You can't go there. Like, dude, save yourself. There's plenty of women out here that'll take your last name, bro. Ain't that much love, bro, for me to not give my last name to my woman, man. You kidding me? Are you kidding me, bro? Go ahead, man. You probably thought you total opposite.
I'm gonna respectfully somewhat disagree. Now I get it. I 100% get it. Kind of feeling some sort of way about it.
Go ahead.
I would definitely ask. Maybe you do the hyphen names. Hyphen names are all good. Now for women that have professional careers, sometimes that they especially if her career is established already.
Yeah.
You know, you
You got to be established, established. You got to be like...
But not even like a celebrity. Like, if you're an established within the medical field or established within law, like mm-hmm. like attorney type stuff, mm-hmm. like, your name carries a lot. Especially if you're an attorney, mm-hmm. like, it is, you know, just hearing some attorney's names mm-hmm. will make things go a certain way. So, you know, if suddenly that name changes, they don't know who you're talking about, mm-hmm. that can make your job more uphill. Oh, yeah. And I say that, I mean, like, look, last names in general, the only reason we have them is they used to connotate or denotate what our jobs were, right? Your last name was Smith, means your family was a blacksmith, right? Hmm. If your last name was Baker, you making bread, right? A lot of names go back to that kind of stuff. So Jim the blacksmith became Jim Smith, right?
I guess mine was Drink Fatty.
But the point is that, you know, with we're living in a much different world. Back then, men were the only ones that went and worked in guilds. Mm. You got ladies working now. So, yep. you know, it's not a super surprise to see that women want to keep their last names.
Mm-hmm. At least do the hyphen, though.
I mean, marriage is going to be compromised. You can't be competing like that your whole marriage. If you're going to start competing like that.
I'm of the mindset that if she won't take your last name, bro, then you're going to be in it for a long ride, bro. That's just my opinion, dog. You do what you want. This is 2 years old, so, I mean, you might already cross that bridge, bro. And I'm sorry we didn't get to you sooner, bro.
You're still engaged. Ooh, we have a different talk then. That's a long engagement.
Oh, Gregory. All right, man. Good luck to that, man. Let's get to the next question here. Good old Greg. Greg. All right, this one's from Wes. I don't have my glasses, bro. I broke my glasses. Shout out to America's Best. I should have some new ones on August the 4th because I'm out here squinting. Okay, here we go. What's your favorite scary movie? All right, here we go. I just asked for a movie question.
That's a good one.
Scary movie.
That's a good one.
I ain't big on scary movies, though.
Really?
I mean, I love all movies, but if it's like the right director, right writers, I'll watch anything. Sure. But I'm not here looking for Wes Craven movies. Like,
yeah, those aren't really scary, though, are they? They're more comedic.
Nightmare on Elm Street was pretty scary, that's what they say.
Yeah.
What's the scariest movie? So, what's your favorite? Okay, what's the favorite scary movie? Go ahead. You sound like you got more in your bank.
You know, here's the thing about scary movies. It's not my number one genre, but I love a good scary movie. Mm-hmm. Same thing with books. Like, I'm always trying to find the next movie or book mm-hmm. that scares the pants off me. Yeah. Like, I love being that feeling of terrified. The problem is, there just ain't a lot to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, there just ain't. I know everybody loves all these Insidious movies and the paranormal. Like, those movies didn't scare me. No, like, they don't scare me. Yeah. I finally watched Blair Witch Project for the first time on my nephew.
Yeah, that was not scary at all.
That's the dumbest movie I've ever seen. That was so, like, those movies.
I appreciate it, though. I appreciate the marketing behind it.
But there are a few that I really enjoyed. If I go back, the Grudge always gets me.
I never watched that.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Japanese horror movies get me. Because they're on, those folks are thinking on a whole different level of terror. Like,
it is. Audition or something? You seen that? It was like all Japanese, like
might have been.
Even the language was like read the subtitles.
And the Ring was my other one. The Ring got
the Ring.
The Ring
came out the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think that was scary
either. Here, while we're on, I'll tell you my quick funny story about the Ring.
Yeah.
So you remember she came out of the TV, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the TV is all static, and then
And
so I went to go see that movie that night.
Yeah.
Took a date, having a good time.
Yeah.
Terrified out of my mind. John and Isaac were working late.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
So I had to go to bed. They weren't even at the house, so I'm terrified. So I did what I did when I'd watch a scary movie. I'd watch a fun movie. So I threw Toy Story in the VCR, which is the key word.
Yeah.
Now, you remember on a VCR, when the movie would get done.
Oh, no, you get a little static thing.
So I fell asleep.
Oh, no. You woke up to that?
I woke up at 2 a.m., nothing but static on the TV. Grab my baseball bat from under the futon. I thought I was going to beat that TV. If anything can move,
what a movie,
so I was going to beat that old wood panel TV to death.
Oh, man.
That was scary.
That's crazy, bro.
I'd say the modern ones, I really enjoyed It. The new It that came out. I mean, the first one was kind of comedic, but the new one was, for a movie that I already knew what was going to happen most of the time, it was a pretty good scary movie.
It kind of looked pretty scary.
But I don't love all the super religious ones. I mean, I don't mind it. It doesn't offend me. But like,
it looks more realistic. Like, oh, I can believe that happened. Like the demon coming and taking over the child.
Now the Exorcist is pretty dang scary. That's scary.
Yeah, I saw it.
But everything else that's on that feels like you're trying to copy that, man. Yeah. And you just haven't done it nearly as well.
I'm trying to think, man. I remember when I was a kid, my grandma watched a movie called Serpent Under the Rainbow. I'm about to Google it right quick to make sure I'm saying the right name. Serpent Under the Rainbow. Yeah, it is a movie. Okay. The Serpent and the Rainbow. Sorry. Mm-hmm. The Serpent and the Rainbow. It was white people. I think they were like missionaries or something. They went to Haiti.
Okay.
And they had heard something about people bringing people back to life. Like people would be dead and they do like some kind of voodoo crap.
Yeah, zombies.
Yeah. So the missionaries went down there to research this and they got buried alive. And dude, that was it for me, bro.
Ooh, you know what? Speaking of that, I'm going to tell you, it's not even the monsters that scare me in that movie. If you've ever seen the movie The Descent, you ever seen that movie?
Like the spiders, the big spiders in the cave?
No, it's a bunch of women that go caving, and there's these, like, monsters down there. But, I mean, the monsters are scary, but it's the caving. If you're scared of that stuff,
yeah, woo. I ain't riding with that cave stuff.
I went one time. They talked me into it.
No way.
And shout out me and Michael Cobb.
Michael Cobb.
Me and Michael Cobb, we are not spelunkers. We are way too big to be spelunking.
No,
and
dude.
There were a couple times we had to look at that guy and be like, hey, man, I know you smoked a lot of pot from you were 5'4". But I am not going in. Whatever that is you want to crawl into, I ain't doing it.
Yeah,
Find a separate route.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I think any movie with, like, getting buried alive. I know Kill Bill got buried alive, but it was a little more. I don't like claustrophobic stuff. Like, I don't like deep water.
Oh, I was going to say open water is one that gets me.
So, anybody drowning, I don't like seeing that kind of crap. So, like, no movie. Like, I'm not really a scary movie guy, even though I love movies.
Yeah. Open Water wasn't even that well made of a movie, but the concept of Open Water scares me so much.
Yeah, Waterworld was a trip. Kevin Costner.
Waterworld.
Shout out to Kevin Costner, bro. Alright, let's take a quick break, get back to the rest of these questions. We'll be back after this. It's Fat Drink, one third of the greatest podcast on earth, Diapers and Doghouses. The first podcast I ever listened to was Dissect. I binged as Cole Kushner broke down Kendrick Lamar's album To Pimp a Butterfly, and I've been hooked on podcasts ever since. From Serial to My American Life to Drink Champs. There's a podcast for every subject you can think of, so it can be a bit overwhelming to get started. Let me introduce you to Good Pods. You download the app and you find your friends through your contacts or social media, and you can see what they're listening to. It's like Facebook for podcasts. It'll give you something to talk about at the water cooler or that boring dinner party. No one listens to the radio anymore, so do yourself a favor. Download the Good Pods app in the App Store or Google Play. And oh yeah, follow Diapers and Doghouses.
Good Pods, baby.
All right, we're back, Diapers and Doghouses. Answering your questions. Yeah, give me more scary movie questions, bro. I can't deal with the name changing and stuff. Am I recording? Hold on. Oh, I'm the worst engineer in the world. This is the right one? This is the wrong one. Okay, here we are. I am recording. All right, sorry. All right, let's see. Next question. Fake name Daryl. Get a bunch of guys. Where the ladies at? Come on, ladies.
Come on, ladies. We got you.
Love the podcast. My wife cut off all of her hair without consulting me. I'm devastated about it. What can I do? Didn't we do this last year?
I don't think so.
I think we did. But let's talk about it again. Okay. Daryl, you're out of luck, buddy. I don't know what to tell you, bro. I mean, my wife switches her hair up. I mean, I can't not make her do what she wants to do. She's gonna do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
But I don't want. Yeah, we talked about this. I remember Daryl was saying like, the way I saw you when I met you is the way I want you to be, or something like that. He was saying like, you want the men to like be a certain way. Like we want the same thing from women. Anyway, I'm just I don't think you gotta say it, brother.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say, you know, I look very different than when we got married. I was, you remember, I was buzz cut with a little bit of facial hair.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm long hair, long
hairy man.
And she complains about it sometimes.
Yeah.
But she lets me keep it.
Yeah.
I mean, hair is just one of those things that like, you just gotta let them do. Yeah, that's guys and men and women, like as part of their personality. There's a lot that goes into that.
So. Yeah, I mean, it might be make them feel good about themselves,
sure,
man.
Sure. I mean, especially, I don't know, black women. There's a history there.
It's tough to,
That's the thing. So, I would never be in the position to be like, hey, you're different.
No, yeah.
Your hair, that's a symbol of independence.
Yeah.
So, and that's in the history book. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's laws they had to pass about.
I mean, I would like that she would have consulted you, though.
I would say that.
Yeah, that's a little.
Especially if you're going to cut it all off. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to take in, bro. Like, hey, go wig shopping, bro. For your birthday.
That's one of the good things.
Tell her to, hook up that blonde, Marilyn Monroe type.
There she is.
Shout out my baby Marilyn. All right, that was an easy one. All right, keep giving me the easy ones. I like these. Alright, this one's from Jake, fake name Joe Blow. My daughter is 8 and talking about a boyfriend.
Mm.
My wife thinks it's cute.
Mm.
I ain't ready.
Mm.
That is all. Joe Blow, I'm going to let you talk on this, Zachary.
I feel that 100%.
Did you say this one?
I might be talking to myself right now. Yeah, Ella's 11 now, and I remember, that 8 was right around when she started talking about had a boyfriend or something at school. And, partly I'm just like, hey, chill. But, the struggle with a lot of that now is if you want to have a boyfriend at school and y'all just, like, talk and whisper and pass notes, all that kind of thing, I can't get a super mad about that. We ain't going on no date, so don't ask me to go meet you at the park. I don't even know if I'd let him invite you to your birthday party. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be trying to sneak none of that. I would say what you have to keep an eye on is social media. That's what we haven't had any like bad stuff happen, but we've had she's got Kid Messenger, so you can get Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
For kids, and whatever they goes to their inbox comes to your inbox too. And I'm not on Facebook. I'm not jumping back on.
Yeah.
But Lisa has it, and so, even from that, I just don't want boys texting you.
No,
I just don't want. And that is something that's we as parents are still learning because I say all the time, can you imagine what it would have been like had you and I had social media
and phones
in high school?
Yeah,
that'd have been awful.
Yeah,
that'd have been like we can fuss about the new generation all we wanted, but had you given us that technology, we'd be doing the same.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
So
eight is a little young though.
Eight is young though. I mean, eight is
so it may be a little cute thing right now. Like
would say if it's a little cute thing, ooh, I got a crush on a boy. I mean, that's the age where they're gonna start to get. I mean, girls mature a little bit faster than boys.
Yeah,
boys is gonna be another few years. Before he's got eyes on a girl.
My first girlfriend. My first girlfriend, I was about, I was about 8. Yeah. I cleaned up my girlfriend. Yeah, I'm thinking back now. Ashley Bruno, shout out Ashley Bruno on Arena Court. She was everybody's girlfriend, really. Not like that. Not like that. But, like, she was a cute girl on the block, bro. So, like, everybody liked her.
Everybody liked her.
There was a girl at school, Katie Royce. And I was it was fourth grade. Eighth is third grade.
Yeah.
So, it was, like, fourth grade.
Yeah.
And I had my mom, mom bought a Valentine thing for me to give to her.
That's
cute.
That's fine.
Puppy love. It's puppy love. That's fine. So, like, yeah, I wouldn't take it too serious at 8, but, like, middle school age, that's when you better start, like,
Yeah, I would say, A, you can't stop a lot of it, but B, you can monitor a lot of it.
Yeah, if you try to stop it, you're just going to push them off, I think.
Yeah, but you can monitor. Now, again, that's not to say that if they come home and say, I want to go on a date, you're not going on a date until you're at least 16.
Yeah.
Like, we're just not.
Yeah.
You
get to work. You go work. And then you can talk about dating somebody.
You're going to pay for some of it. Now, I'm going to help you out a little bit, but...
Mm-hmm. I'll pay for prom, but that's about it. Like,
yeah.
I ain't getting nothing paid for me.
Yeah.
I would say, too, at that age, you got to watch what they're watching on television. Because my son likes this show, Hey, Jesse. Feels like a party every day. Hey, Jesse. It's innocent, but they talk about dating on there.
Is that the one with the kids from Bumped?
I don't know.
Where she's like the babysitter or whatever.
Yeah. He might be too young for that show. I don't know. I know it says TVG,
watch that in Bumped, but yeah, there's a lot of
they're talking that dating stuff. So like they're getting it in their head like, oh, I should have a girlfriend too, or I should have a boyfriend too. So it's like, you know, I get they don't really understand what it is. It's just like, hey, but I did go through Drew's phone and saw he was searching cute girls.
Cute girls.
Cute girls.
Yeah.
A little bit of a relief.
That's so innocent. Take it out. That's so innocent.
I didn't need to confront him about it, bro. I'm letting my boy have his little moment right now, bro. But I'm monitoring a lot more.
Does he have a phone?
He got a phone. I gave him a phone. Yep.
That's a whole podcast right there. We could.
People don't agree with it, but like, I want him to have one because when he's like away. At like family's house or sure. just like anywhere, I like want to be able to get in touch with him. Yeah, and plus he's always on my phone. Like, you know, just get him his own phone. I need my phone. You know,
Ella has a tablet and she has time that she can use it.
Yeah,
which is a lot. We let her. We were those parents when we're not gonna use screens at all. Come on, like you gotta chill out with all that.
Teach his own. But like, for me, he has a thing where after like 2 hours it cuts off and I gotta put in my passcode.
Yeah.
If the weekend's going on and I ain't got nothing for him to do, like, all right, I'll put the code in. But if it's like a weeknight, all right, go get ready for bed or go study, like, you know, do something. Go read a book. Can't sit on your phone all night. Like, give me the phone. Go read a book to you. I'm not sleepy. Like, go read a book. You'll fall right asleep. Trust me.
Fall right asleep.
So, yeah, just watch what they're watching on Disney because they can push a lot of that stuff on them at an early age if you're not watching, like, what they're watching. So, good luck with that, Joe Blow, with the 8-year-old. Wife thinks it's cute. Yeah, they think it's cute too. They grandmama at 35. All right.
Shout out to the 35.
All right, Jose. You guys going to be making new content? Love the show. Oh, that must have been when we were on a break. Jose, yeah, we're doing it right now.
That's what's happening. Yeah. Hey, if you got any, that's why you need to send us some more questions. Yep. Or suggestions. We just got one there. We need to do a podcast on, you know, screens and social media and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
That sounds like one with kids.
Yep.
So.
We have a, that was the last question, actually. We have a new dietitian that reached out. I was asking for some, and somebody reached out to me. Named Dania Arnold out of Arkansas. So we'll be talking to her in the next few weeks.
Yep.
Getting some game. That's it for this episode. Send in more questions, bro. We appreciate those. Sorry that we, really me for the hiatus.
We're gonna get the momentum rolling again, though.
Keep them coming. We're coming every week with it, man. Diapers and dog houses. Shout out to Gov again, man. We'll maybe see him next week if his son doesn't go to the NBA or something.
Might be.
Utilize the website, man. You know, it's there for a reason. We're not trying to judge you guys.
Nope.
Trying to help y'all out because y'all are helping us out with these questions, bro. I mean, I don't know how Scary Movies help us out, but like, I check my ego. Like, maybe, you know, I should be okay if my wife wanted to change her name to her maiden name. Like, maybe I need to just check my old school thinking, bro, and what was the other question?
Maybe you have a good scary movie for me, because I'd like to see a good one.
Yeah, send us some, you know, send us anything, bro. Any kind of question.
I'm for doing movie reviews. I did not go see Barbie or Oppenheimer, but
I want to see Oppenheimer. Christopher Nolan is my guy.
See,
shout out to Interstellar over there, bro.
Ooh, I do love Interstellar.
That's Christopher Nolan, man.
It is.
It's all the same.
I like the Batman movies too.
It's all the same pedigree. Inception.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see Inception.
I've never seen Inception. I know.
Dude,
movies are not my first forte. I mean, I like good movies. I just haven't.
No, we can't even continue this podcast, bro. I'm not gonna make you watch it right now, bro.
It's
the greatest. Dude, I ain't gonna say it's the greatest movie of all time. It's the greatest screenplay ever.
Okay.
Ever.
But that's your thing. Like, you are...
It's just about... I mean, you like books. It's just a story. Right. Dude, the story
But I'm a bibliophile. You're a cinephile. Like, you're tried and true. You talk enough about it. You love it.
The layers of this movie, man. Dude, you gotta watch it, bro. Interstellar's just as good.
I love Interstellar.
That screenplay is so deep.
One of the best original scores of all time.
Yeah. Shout out to my boy Hans Zimmer, man.
Hans Zimmer, man. He can do it.
That's my guy, man.
Interstellar. He did Gladiator.
He did all that. Lion King.
Between him and John Williams, getting paid, no better.
Hey, Hans Zimmer getting paid out here, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think did he do it? No, he didn't do the Iron Man and stuff.
I am
a movie guy, man. I've liked movies since I was a kid, bro. I mean, that's really all I had for a lot of time. I was always grounded, but mom let me watch movies, bro. I couldn't go meet new people. Listening to music and watching movies. That's it, guys. Love y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
See you next.